Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Ephesians 1:3.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Ephesians 1:3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. When challenges and uncertainties come, or when we begin to take on a new role, we might feel unsettled, maybe even anxious, overwhelmed, and unprepared. But while those emotional responses are normal, may you and I, God's amply supplied children, never remain camped out in them. We are far from helpless victims, far from insufficient. In Christ, we have more than enough to do everything He's asked and to experience the full and abundant life that He promised. As today's verse states, God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Our God, our Father, the all-powerful creator of the universe, He isn't neglectful, He isn't stingy. When we trusted in Christ for salvation, He didn't just deposit a portion of the Holy Spirit within our souls. No, we received all of Him, the full power that raised Christ from the dead. When faced with a choice that could dramatically alter our future or that of someone we love, and we find ourselves crippled with indecision, may we remember that Scripture says we've been given the mind of Christ. Think about that for a moment. We have full and unhindered access to the wisdom of the one who planned the entire universe, who set each star in place and created and set moons and planets into orbit. The God who knit together every human cell with all of its components and functions, who made our eyes to see, our ears to hear, and our brains to process all of the information you and I receive. We have full access to that God's wisdom. Have you ever journaled on the heavenly supernatural blessings that God has given us through His Son? One day when I was feeling down and discouraged with some setbacks that triggered some insecurities within me, some situations that hit back to back and tempted me to resurrect the inner lies that Christ in His grace had helped me crucify, I began to recognize the defeating road that my emotions were trying to drag me down. And so I pulled up Ephesians 1 on my phone and I began to read out loud. As I did, I noted and I claimed every blessing Scripture mentioned. We are and were chosen before the creation of the world, before we committed our first or our 71st sin, our first mistake, or experienced our first failure. And we were chosen for a purpose, to become holy and blameless in God's sight, men and women who beautifully reflect in how we act and how we love the heart of our Savior. What's more, we have been adopted as His beloved children, and that speaks of an intimate, caring relationship of protection and provision, not because we deserve this, not because we did anything to earn this position in God's holy family, but rather this was in accordance with God's pleasure and will. Sit on that for a moment. It brought God pleasure to adopt us through the blood of His only begotten Son. In other words, God the Father deemed us worthy of His Son's life. In a discussion on the She Reads Truth podcast, Bible teacher Jenny Allen said, "If we don't realize that God delights in us and over us, then we are that rebellious child. We are that child who can never measure up, even if we're quote-unquote the good kids." And she says that we will always feel that he's an angry father and therefore won't know how to relate to him. I'm reminded of Jesus' words in Matthew 6, verses 7 to 9, when he said, speaking to the crowd, "Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?" We belong to a giving, loving, faithful, and attentive Father. Paul expanded on this in Romans 8:31 to 32, saying, "If God is for us, then who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?" And he has. Through Christ, we have been given so much. When challenges come and we feel our insecurities triggered, we can focus on everything we're afraid that we lack. We can become paralyzed by fear and a sense of impending failure. Or we can shift our view heavenward to all of the blessings held secure for us, which means that are ours forever in Christ. Let's pray. Holy Father, you have blessed us with so very much. We have intimacy with you. We've been reconciled to you. We've been forgiven for our sins. We have received grace upon grace, more grace than we ever need, grace inexhaustible. And we have been given your Holy Spirit to empower us, to guide us. You go before us, Lord. You break through bars of iron. You level the mountains. You walk beside us to guide and to comfort us and to give us strength. And you stand behind us to catch us when we fall and to help us get back up again. Thank you for your love and thank you for the gift, all the gifts that we have through your Son. And it's in your Son's name that we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you loved struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.